Gregory Hay offers a personal reading.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings. So I'll talk about the lightship briefly, and then we'll go into our healing process of doing entities and chakra alignment and dropping your mind down into your heart center. So the lightship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. This is why we remember Jesus so well, because he did do the ascension here for himself and was teaching that 2,000 years ago. And again, the lightship came again every 2,000 years, which now we're at the end of this time frame. This is when the whole universe becomes dematerialized, that is created by the light, and this is the way the light is able to get rid of the darkness energy from its creation, to get rid of this cancerous energy, we'll call it, that infiltrates everything and takes away your free will. And just, you know, like I always mention on the show, you know, it's very obvious to us, everyone listening, I'm sure, that we have a horoscope, and you have your natal chart, and this is how the dark side, using planets, or maybe even these planets could be dark side beings, are connected to you and control your mind and everything about you, and has given you a predetermined script for your life. And the neat thing is that once you're aware of this, then when you do astrologer or somebody to do a reading and they tell you what they see is going on in your life, you're able then to change your direction to be more in the now with this process. And this is, then you're able to actually understand what's happening to you. So that's why readings are good for people. Everybody, I would recommend probably having readings now and then. Find somebody who works at their heart center to do the readings. And from there, you know, it could be very beneficial for you. The most important thing, though, is if you can connect to your heart center, you don't need a reader. But some people, you know, don't understand that and have a hard time doing that for themselves. Maybe they're too busy or too emotionally upset to connect to their heart. So there's always people out there who could help you. The next thing is here we'll do some entity clearing. And entities are what comes into your mind, talks to you normally. They'll have you do different things that they want to do. Remember, your body is controlled by the entities, just the same as it is controlled by the dark side to the planets. So if you listen to any of the people talking about astrology, and they'll bring it more in a frame of reference as how you're, you know, connected to them and how they control your life, but they don't really say that too much. Maybe how they influence your life, and this is not done in the light, the language of light. The divine has never ever wanted you to be controlled. You're a creative being, and that's all you are. You have one life in the now, and only one life now, in this present moment. So we're going to do some entity releasing, and these, again, like I say, are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and these emotional bodies can and will interfere with us. And these are, you know, probably at first very innocent bodies looking for a physical body to come into after their first body died. And then after that, they've probably been in thousands of bodies just playing out through lifetime through everyone. Remember, Jesus mentioned this on the cross when he was dying. He says, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." So that's number one. It's mind control. This is from your astrological readings of people and these planets connected, and also the entities on this planet going into people, allowing them to lose their consciousness. And your only safeguard for this is to get more in your body with your spirit and to walk and talk to your spirit. This is what this whole program is about, to get you present with your spirit. And once you're able to go to your heart center, then you can go on from there and incorporate your whole spirit energy into your body. And then that's the next step from that is the light body. Because your spirit, once it's activated in you, is ready to do that. So here we go, taking away some entities. And we always start with the bottom of the feet first. So we go from the head, but we start from the bottom and work our way up here. And we're going to work from the hips on down, too. So again, if you feel anything happening to you, you might feel pain leave your body. Pain attracts them also. And there we go. Now we're going to be working on the center portion of your body. And this is also where all your body organs are. And here we go. Now we're going to be working with your shoulders and arms and fingers. and working our way up neck and head. Okay, we're going to bring more of you back to yourself. These are fragments of you that left in the present moment. Remember, the light works moment by moment by moment by moment. And these moments in time can go by quite quickly. Even though we're in real time here, we don't really understand that too much, that we can be turned off and on continuously. And in this on and off process, you also want to keep your spirit with you when you're not here. And I always kind of ask people sometimes, I say, well, where are you when you're not here? And people look at me like, geez, I'm somewhere else? Well, you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be here with your, in your body, holding your body sacred as a blueprint. And then you come back with the blueprint with your spirit in it. A lot of times people leave, or the spirit leaves the body when you're not here, and that's dangerous. This is why you don't want to do anything that has your spirit leave your body. So here you come into your body. More of your spirit's coming in, so I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now you should be in your body more. The way to tell is that you should feel heavier. And what you can also do is maybe pinch your skin slightly. You know, maybe pinch your finger, and if you don't have any more awareness of being more conscious, okay, say being more awake, then you're in your body as much as you can be. If you pinch yourself and all of a sudden you say, well, I'm kind of waking up, that means that you're not in your body as much as you can be, and part of you was out in the universe someplace doing something. So you always want to be conscious. And when you're not conscious, like I say, lights on, nobody home, then if you're not home, who is? We're going to do a chakra alignment now. And here we go. We're going to go to your heart center. Move that around a little bit here. Perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra. Some of you have problems with that now. Moving that around. This is your personal power. There we go. And second chakra is good. First chakra is good. We do an opening. Go to your heart center first. I'll use the word spin to open up the heart chakra. I like to go body width so that your invisible bodies that are spiritual bodies can have more healing. And these all make up your physical body that, you know, you're listening to me right now on this BBS radio show. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Going back down. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. And again, take like a little note of how you're feeling. Do a little body scan. And you should feel a little more together. We're going to do now the mind to heart drop. And this you should be doing also daily so that you're more heart-centered and connected to your guidance. Remember, entities are not your guides. In fact, the guides have been taken away from the earth plane here around December, 1st of December. And those are basically people that were possibly loved ones of your own. And, you know, some do stay around if they just passed over, but basically guides that have been here for your whole life are basically gone now. Because it's up to you to do the ascension and not to rely on anything but connecting to yourself. So there's really no shortcuts. You must do the work and connect like you did when you were a baby and be fully embodied with your spirit. So here we go. We're going to do this drop. So think of your forehead as the 10th floor of the elevator. First floor is your heart. And we're going to drop you down. And I'll do it slow so that you might be able to feel this energy body, your mental body dropping down. So we're going to drop you down from, say, your forehead, going down from 10 down to 9, and going down to 8. And you might feel energy around your nose now, okay? Now we're going down 7, 6, probably around your mouth, I'm guessing. And 5 is probably below your chin, maybe your throat area. 4, 3, now you're kind of on the top of your sternum. And 2 and 1. Now you're in your heart center. We'll do this again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, you should feel pretty much heart-centered right now. And the way you tell is that if you think of a thought, that thought should come from your chest cavity, your chest area. It should no longer be between your ears, okay? You should feel it inside of yourself. And I was very happy to see when I did this a few times at the New Life Expo in Florida, in New York, I had about 20% of the people actually feel it, and that's wonderful. And that's anybody who raised their hand, so that's good, and that's may have been a lot more. So just kind of sit back, relax, get your guidance right now. And we're going to be doing some types of healing tonight. If we have any requests here on the fast chat, we can do so here. I do not want to get into extraterrestrial energies. I'll do emotional healing. This is number one that everybody needs on the planet here. And this is what the light ship starts off with, doing healings with you. So we're going to go back. We'll go back from Friday. And so we'll do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And this is emotional traumas that you may have had on Saturday. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And Sunday. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Take a little note here of how your body's feeling. Do a body scan. Next, we're going to do a feeling body. This is like the other side of the coin of the emotions. This is a lot of people live in the feelings and both emotional both. Some people only live in the feeling body. It's quite interesting to watch people when I do these healings in person with them. So here we go. This is your feeling body. And if just sit back and contemplate on what you went through in the last few days here. So here's Friday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Saturday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sunday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Monday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next we'll do another body. This is your sensory body. And this is used, needed for people who are a little more sensitive. People who kind of tune in to maybe more things at one time. They have a lot of psychic radar out there. Maybe these people could be afraid to go into a room because they get overdosed with energy. There's just many, many things, and some people just lead a really, really full life, and they get stimulated and sometimes get overstimulated. So here we go. This is from Friday. On Friday, so sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Saturday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sunday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Monday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, just take a little observation how you're feeling. Look upon situations that you dealt with the last few days and just see how you feel towards them. It should be very distant to you as you look at these scenarios here of what you had happen to you. We'll do another clearing. We'll do a mental clearing. And this one here is also basically needed for a lot of people, too. And the mental clearing helps to take away some of the mind chatter and allows you to have kind of a peace of mind. So here we go. Friday on. Day. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Saturday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, Sunday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and Monday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. So again, just see how you're feeling. I have a request for an anger body. So hopefully that isn't with all of you out there. But we do take on stuff where things happen. Remember, we're on an emotional planet, and this is the way, you know, our bodies are kind of trained to live and work. We should be in heart energy all the time, but we get into mind, and mind is not of the light. And all these other problems that we deal with come from the mind energy. And that's mainly domination and control. So here's an anger body clearing for Friday. And again, think of something that happened to you on that day. You know, each day as we do this here. So Friday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And Saturday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And Sunday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And let's see here. A heart healing somebody's requesting here. So let's do a heart clearing. So this might relate to maybe anxieties, I'm guessing here. Maybe this could also be under the heading of betrayal. There's many things that the heart deals with here. So let's do one on betrayal. And here we go. This could also be betraying yourself, okay? So Friday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Saturday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Sunday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And Monday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And we'll just see what else kind of pops up here. We'll do your body alignments here. So I'm going to take all of your bodies that you have, the invisible ones that you know nothing about typically, and I'm going to get those back into alignment for you. This will bring back spiritual integrity into all of these bodies here. There we go. So I divide them up into percentages. So we'll go up to 10% here and align these bodies for you. Okay, now I'll go from, say, 10 to 20%. There we go. And 20 to 30. And 30 to 40. 40 to 50. 50 to 60, and 60 to 70, and if you're a little bit intuitive, you might start to realize the energy shifting now with you. So a little more energy from 50 to 60 here. Okay, and 60 to 70. And 70 to 80, and 80 to 90, and we'll just count up here, so 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. There we go. Okay, so you should feel a lot better right now being inside of your body. You should feel connected more spiritually. You should feel heavier. And you should feel like your energy isn't fragmented out. Okay, we have a request for Heartbreak. So let's see how we can work with that here. Normally that's relationship situations here. So let's just do the heading for Heartbreak. Here we go. Take a deep breath. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared, a lot of sadness. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Okay, Saturday. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And Sunday. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And today. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. Okay. Let me just read the fast chat here. Okay. I guess hello, Heidi. I see a hello there. That's nice. And Rick said hi, everyone. And if you wish to comment, just go to the BBS fast chat and click your mouse over it, and it'll come up on the left side of your screen. What we're going to do now is activate the 12 energies here. And this is quite profound. I really love doing this one here. So like you all, if you wanted to scroll down on your screen and go beneath the light beam, and you're going to see a lightship insignia. If you're on the fast chat, you can just click on it underneath that. If you're on the Creation Lightship fast chat section, it's different than all the rest. It's a little hot-rodded there, so we have some extra things on it. So just click on the lightship insignia. I'd say it's probably about maybe a third of the way down on your monitor screen here. And this is a very sacred energy is coming to you right now. They'll be coming in one at a time. And these are the 12 source energies. And each one is what created you. So you're made up of each one of these 12. And you might resonate to maybe one more than the other. The one that you maybe feel nothing on, if that's a possibility, will be ones that you're actually embodying, okay? And so as you feel these energies, some people will say, gee, Ron, you know, I've had Archangel Michael coming to me for a long time, and now I just don't feel them as much. Well, that's because you're embodying that energy, okay? When you don't embody it or it's new to you, then you're going to feel more of a charge on it, more of a sensation. And then as it becomes a part of you, all these divine energies, then at that point you probably won't feel them quite as much. So if you're wondering why some energies feel more than others, that's the reason to it. Remember, you are all these 12 energies, and then they have their different frequencies coming to the earth plane here, and the masters have come down, and they also have their own attributes of the energies, their own little flavor of this here. So here we go. I'm going to bring in divine energy number one. This is the creative source energy, and it'll come in through the creation lightship insignia. And here we go. Coming in. And remember, these energies only come in through your heart. If you're trying to mentalize them, trying to mentalize love, it doesn't happen, okay? Because that's emotional, and that's judgmental energy. These are all pure energies coming into you. So here comes number one. And I'll count to 10 as it comes into your room, into your heart center. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And just kind of sit with this energy for maybe 15 seconds or so here. And enjoy this beautiful frequency of number one source energy. And if you notice, the lightship insignia will actually start to change its vibrational colors as each one comes in. Here comes number two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here comes number 2. Okay, and number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 7. Source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 10 is coming in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just enjoy these beautiful divine energies. They should be all in your heart center right now. For me, it just feels very, very peaceful, very calm, calming. My body's just kind of relaxing right now. Okay, and I'll just talk a little bit here as you're enjoying these energies. I'll be in San Francisco end of the month, the New Living Expo. If you're in that area of, in California, you can see me. It's by a very wonderful large location. And our booth number, I believe, is 432. And then also we have our special event coming up this weekend, which is Saturday. It's a 4-hour conference call. And normally you get a speakerphone and you're on the telephone. And we go to the light ship for the full 4 hours. They do water charging. And they do ascension preparation work for us. Kind of like what we're doing now, but it's a lot more in-depth, we'll say. And it's for people who really want to move forward in their life. And the cost on it's only $60. So if you're interested, you can just contact me. Give me an email. Go to the bottom of the page here. It's healing@creationlightship.com. And I can give you the phone number and the PIN code. And it's 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we'll have the light infusion chamber in San Francisco. So if you're interested in seeing the chamber and going into it, like most people are who see it, it'll be there. Okay, we're going to do another healing here. And we're going to do a healing. I want to do some heart-based healings here. So we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. And you can either just leave the light ship insignia up in front of you or go to the light beam. Either one will work perfectly fine. And here comes the energy of Jesus. And I'm going to bring him in to show you the difference on him, frequency-wise. We're bringing the energy of Jesus at the age of 7. The way we can do this is that the light ship naturally has the blueprint of his life on Earth here, and we'll pick the age of 7 and go to that and bring it in. Then I want to do the age of, they're directing me, so age of 12 they want to do, age of 18, and age of 27 they're showing me. So we'll have 4 different energies of Jesus coming in. So here we go, age 7. And here he comes, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, it's a very sacred energy. And just kind of relax, do a body scan, see how your body's doing. Okay. Next, we're going to go to the age of 12. And here we go, age 12. We'll take away age 7. There we go. And age 12. So counting to 10 again to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that does feel different to me. Like I said, each year of his life was a little different. These are probably key points in his life, I would imagine. Okay, and here we go, age 18. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And hi, Kevin. I see you're on board. Nice meeting you in New York. And here's Jesus here coming in stronger. Feels wonderful. Okay, now we'll go to the age of 27. Bringing the energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feels good. What I think we'll do now is to help everyone do some healing work. Normally, like we've always mentioned, your spirit doesn't always want to come in below the waist. And it doesn't necessarily want to be here, and that's more than likely the reason why. We probably all have that situation, not wanting to be here. Unfortunately, the dark side has taken over the planet, so wasn't intended to be this way. So your spirit wants to get out quicker, so it doesn't want to be completely locked into your body. But unfortunately, when that happens, when it doesn't go into your legs, you can have leg problems, knee problems, ankle problems, and you don't have all that energy of healing because your spirit is the conduit for healing for you. So what we're going to do is momentarily take you out of your body. And normally your spirit comes in typically through your crown chakra, maybe through your heart, and we'll have it come in now through your feet. And what you will more than likely feel is your legs getting a little heavier. Your feet might tingle. When I do this, a lot of times people who have had, say, cold feet for their whole life, it instantly gets healed. And then they have warm feet from now on out. So here we go. Coming out and coming in through the bottom of your feet and ankles and knees and waist and coming in fully. Coming out and into the bottom again. Ankles, knees, hips. Good, okay. And now you're in fully, so we'll just do coming out and in, and out and in, and out and in, and out and in, and out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, you should feel a lot more, say, centered in your body. And you should actually feel your feet with more energy in them right now. And yeah, the comment here that the picture looks alive. Yes, that's true. And I have the insignia in front of me, and it definitely is beaming out light out of it. So it's wonderful to see that, how the light beings are willing to, in a sense, show themselves to you through the photographs and to bring in the divine energies of the source energy. So here we go. Anything, let me just check the fast chat here. I can just talk about the conference calls momentarily here. Every Monday and Friday we do one-hour conference calls. It's only $20. And we do a lot of healing on those. We do sometimes water activations for people. They do a mouthwash bottle or a glass of water, we'll say, and one maybe for your skin, and maybe one for drinking water. So if you're interested in having that experience, it's only $20. And again, it's on a conference line. And we do those Mondays and Fridays. I'm going to do another healing here for everyone here. And we're going to do a sample of the parallel life healing here. So the parallel life healing, if you're brand new to the show, you should not have parallel lives at all. The parallel lives are the dark side energies that they created, mimicking the light. They created an artificial intelligent Earth. It's like a clone of this Earth, and you have your clone bodies over there, and you could be in 1,000 lifetimes at once. Remember, when you're not here, where are you? Okay? And when you go to sleep at night, you more than likely go to these parallel, maybe universes of the dark side, or parallel lives, and you experience life there. Remember, the darkness wants your emotional trauma, so whatever they can set you up with to cause you physical pain or anxieties, you know, that's what they need to live on. So they just love causing you all this torment. And the more lives that you're in that they force you to be into, the more energy they can get from you. So, you know, we call people here on this planet to take energy, like you probably heard the word psychic vampires, and this is kind of what they are, but in a much more worse state of being. Here we go. We'll take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. This is just like a drop in the bucket here, like a grain of sand on the ocean here. So here we go. Think of a problem that you're dealing with in your body. Okay, and when you're ready, it feels like most people are connecting to something that they have wrong with them. Here we go. So the first life, life's just going to take you out of this here, go out and find you and take you out. So here we go. You're released. Number two, released. Number three, released. Number four, released. Maybe even yawn here. Number five, released. Number six, released. Now I'm yawning. Number seven, released. Wow, number 8 released, number 9 released, and 10 released. So this could appear to a reader who's reading your energy. They could think that you're having a past life when they read a parallel life. Remember, there's no way to tell the difference on them typically, unless you actually specify and look at it. Most readers don't do that. They just read the energy. So you may think you're having past lives, and it could be a parallel life right now that's happening to you. Could have happened yesterday. Your deja vu scenarios, that's definitely a parallel lifetime that you're seeing. That should be very obvious to you because you've actually seen that scene before. And it could be seconds after you have seen it. Maybe you experienced it seconds before, and now you're seeing it over again, and you have that conscious memory. So that's your deja vu. And that's the explanation of that is you're in a parallel lifetime from the dark side, and they're taking your energy, and you happen to catch them at it. So that's deja vu energy. We're going to do another clearing here. This is your horoscope clearing, we'll say. This is some planets that are connected to you, and they're not necessarily the ones that we see or know about on your astrological chart. There's thousands of these that can actually connect to your body. And we'll just release, again, 10 of these from you. And, again, just think of a pain that you may have in your body. And this is, these planets could be dark side planets in a dark side universe. and they want to, again, take your energy. So the difference on the two, the parallel life energy is when your spirit goes, and the planetary clearing here that we're doing here with the planet energies, that's how it's corded to your body. So one is for a spirit clearing, and one is for the body clearing. So again, think of a situation in your life, and here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. Sample the energy now, see how your body feels, and you might even want to get up and walk around somewhat. And just see, maybe your knees might be popping, maybe you had a pain go away that you had, maybe you can bend over and stretch further, maybe you actually even feel taller. Maybe one of those lifetimes that you're in a parallel life, maybe you're carrying bags of cement on your shoulders or something, and you always had a hunchback, and now you can stand up straight. Remember, the dark side loves your pain and anxiety. And we know that too well on this planet here, how they have come in to infiltrate the light here. We'll do another clearing here when you're ready here. It feels like people are still walking around. And what we're going to do is a clearing. Let me see here. I guess they're trying to show me something from the light ship right now, so just give me about a half a minute here. Okay, very different. They want to bring you, remember this show is completely live and the light ship conducts it. They want to bring in the white buffalo. And this will come in through the either the light beam on your monitor screen, or it'll bring in the energy, you know, to the lightship insignia. Why? I don't know, but they want to have you experience the divine white buffalo energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. For myself, it feels very powerful. I'll just give you maybe a half a minute here to sample this heart-based energy of the white buffalo. Okay, so that's the white buffalo energy. We'll leave it here, and I want everyone to request a healing now. We'll allow this energy to go through you, around you. And you might kind of take note how your pets and animals are relating to the white buffalo energy. I'll see you back again in about a half a minute. Next, we're going to do a pain body clearing. Here we go. So we're going to go back from Friday. And we'll start that here. Think of a pain that you might have in your body. And I'd like you to get up and walk around afterwards here. So pain body, Friday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Saturday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And Sunday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. I'll let you just walk around and experience your healing right now. And what we'll do now is just let you have a 15-second experience here. This will be on the light infusion chamber, which I'll be bringing to San Francisco here. And get ready. I'll wait about a minute so people can sit down if they're walking around here. Looks like everybody's ready. So it's coming around you right now, and you're inside of it, and here we go, it's starting right now. Okay, it's 5 seconds. Feels like about 10 seconds, and 15 seconds. Okay, now we're coming out of the light infusion chamber. You should feel a lot of energy. A lot of people, it feels very electric. And a lot of healing takes place instantly. This actually starts the ascension process for everybody because it puts the true divine light energy back into every cell of your body, which hasn't been in your body for probably ever on the earth plane here. So it's very, very nice. It does instantaneous healings. My experience from watching people, they kind of excited to go in because they feel the energy around the booth. And then they go into the light chamber and they come out with a big smile on their face. This is how I see people. They talk about how they had certain healings done, how they feel much more centered, calmer, more balanced, more peaceful. And just more together. And this is the basic experience for everybody. See what else here is on the fast chat. Checking on that right now. Have to bring it up here. Yeah, he says it is muddy for sure. That's what Rick said here. And here we go. Let's bring in another energy here. Let's bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. And that will come through either the light chip insignia or the light beam. So again, sit back and relax. And here we go. It's coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll increase it some more for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little stronger here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, just sit back, contemplate, look at your body, scan your body. Ask your spirit for assistance and stay in your heart center. And I'll give you a little bit of time to enjoy Archangel Michael. Wonderful. We'll bring in some oxygen for everybody. And we'll bring in, they have lots of oxygen, different types on the light ship for different particular healings. And I'm going to bring in number 28. We want to take a couple of deep breaths here, exhale, and they'll be with you in about 15 seconds. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. It's here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's very refreshing. Lady Nada energy, that I could bring in. We'll do one more oxygen here, then we'll bring in Lady Nada. So here we go. This is oxygen number, they want to bring in 47 for us here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and here comes Lady Nada coming in through the light beam on your monitor screen. And here she comes. There's no need to increase the energy because she's doing it right now very nicely. Okay, she's here with you right now. Again, ask for a healing. Okay, and if you're interested, like I said earlier, we have the 4-hour conference call this Saturday for $60. We do 1-hour light ship healings also on Mondays and Fridays for only $20. And if you're interested, just connect with me. If you've experienced healing on this show, you can scroll down to the bottom of the page here and type in a testimony if you'd like. I like reading the testimonials. It's very heartwarming. This is kind of my only link between me and you as we offer communication here. So it's nice to have that energy exchange. So I guess we'll be closing the show here. So we'll see you again this coming Wednesday. And I'll just say love and light to all of you. Stay in your heart center. And blessings to all. And good night.